With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Saturday, January 8th. And as I warned that if there was something strange in the jobs report, I would give you a little headline and explanation. So here's what we know. 199,000 jobs were created in December, and that's about half of what was expected by economists. The unemployment rate dropped down to 3.9%, and that is a pandemic low, closing in on that 3.5% we saw back in February of 2020, which was a 50-year low. All right, so what gives here? Well, you know, there are two surveys that the government uses to report on jobs every month. One is called the Establishment or the Payroll Survey, and that one asks employers, hey, how many jobs did you fill during the month? How much did you have to pay people? How many hours worked? The Household Survey asks respondents whether they were working or actively seeking employment, and also some demographic information. So 199,000 jobs were created in December, according to the employers. And when you talk about the Household Survey, that survey showed 651,000 people became employed during the month. Now, look, the difference between these surveys could narrow in subsequent months. The previous 2 months saw a nice upward revision. But also, look, there's something weird about the way we capture information in this COVID era. We have never seen the labor force move around like it has. Some of the folks out there that I follow at Capital Economics, they say, don't draw any strong conclusions because we're going to get a big annual revision to both sets of figures. That's going to be released when we get the January data next month. But here's the big picture, gang. The U.S. labor market is broadly healing, but it is doing so in fits and starts as COVID and its variants ebb and flow. We saw a record 6.4 million jobs created in 2021. That's after the record 9.4 million jobs that were lost in 2020. We're about 84% of the way towards recapturing all the jobs lost. The unemployment rate, as I said, down at 3.9%. We are closing in on those 50-year lows. And I just don't think this means anything for the Federal Reserve. If anything, it probably means that with wages rising, the Fed feels like, hey, you know what? We're at full employment. Life's good on the jobs front. Let's move to inflation. I think that we could see a rate increase as soon as maybe the March meeting. So that's what we got about the jobs report. We'll keep you posted. And as always, if you have questions, go to the website, jillonmoney.com. I wrote a long piece about it for the weekend. Today, we are on the line with Gabe from Pennsylvania. We're talking about 529 plans. Hey, Gabe, how can we help you out?
Hey, good morning. Thank you. Love the show. I'm just calling to see if my family is doing the stuff right in terms of our financials.
Tell us about yourselves.
So mid-30s, my wife and I both work gainfully employed, earn nearly 160K together. She has a 457. I have a 401K. All together, everything's about 125 grand, I would say. We also both are eligible for pensions when we retire.
Nice.
Both our companies on top of that.
Tell me how much you guys are contributing each. So how much is she contributing to her 457?
Her 457 is about 7%, and my 401k I do 10% with a 4% match.
Do you guys have kids?
Two kids, a 7-year-old and a 1-year-old.
So tell me about any debt that's outstanding.
Outstanding debt, about 240 grand on the house currently.
Yeah.
And a car payment that's going to be up in a few months. But other than that, student loans are paid. Credit card bills are paid every single month in full.
Okay. Emergency reserve?
Roughly 7 months of if one of us
great
was let go.
Perfect.
And after that, you know, maybe we can dip into it in case if like a pipe breaks or something like that. Mm-hmm. But we have insurance for stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So for the most part, we're all right.
Great. Sounds like you really got a handle on this. I feel like I don't need to do anything. So tell me, what is your actual question?
Well, we don't have a 529 currently. We're setting aside roughly $300 to $400 a month for every single person in our household.
Mm-hmm.
Saved about $6,000 for the older kid, and then about $2,500 for the younger kid.
Yep.
Not sure if us just holding it in the savings account is really helpful at the moment.
Mm.
So I was wondering, like, should the 529 be something we should do? Should we slow down? I know we listen to your podcast a few times. Sometimes you say, hey, worry about yourself first. Then you know.
Have you ever, I mean, look, what strikes me as really amazing is that you both of you are contributing to retirement, but you are also eligible for pensions.
Yes.
So that's a huge benefit. To me, I'm guessing that if you were to run retirement numbers, I don't know if you've done it yet, but if you were to look at those retirement numbers, I'm wondering, how do you look for retirement? I bet that you look damn good because of the pensions plus your savings. I don't know. Have you ever run those numbers or not?
You know, you play around with it here and there, but it's like you always see those commercials like, I need $1.5 million to retire.
Yeah.
I need $2 million. I'm like, I never know what the exact number should be. Honestly, we haven't like gone on many vacations recently because I'm more about, hey, one of us gets fired. We need to have that money there just in case.
Dude, you got to like slow down and enjoy your life a little bit. Calm down a little bit here. You know, if you are both getting pensions and you're putting money away, you can kind of chill out a little bit. And I think that doing what you're doing for retirement is great. I mean, ostensibly, you know, because both of you will have pensions, just think of that additional amount you're putting away, the 10% that you put into your 401k plus your 4% match, your wife's 7% contribution to her 457. I just have a great sense that that's likely to do the job that you need for retirement, in which case then we're brought to today. Let's guess that that's right. Okay. And you're not going to, you don't need to put more money away. So when you have been, you know, putting money into this savings account to say, you know, for, let's say, put it into savings and you haven't decided what to do with it. I love a 529 plan for college. Using a 529, especially if there's any sort of state income tax deduction that is available to you, is really a great thing. You know, you have $10,000 that you have. You're right to sort of gear it more towards the older rather than the younger one. Here's the thing. The 529 account is really the most efficient way to save for college. Because you put the money in, it grows without any tax. And if you take it out for college for a qualified education expense, guess what? It's not taxed. So it's kind of like a Roth for college savings. It's really efficient. It is much better than a brokerage account. The only downside is that if both of those kids don't go to college, right? Because if one doesn't go to college, you can slide the money to the other one. But if both don't go to college, then you've got to pay a penalty and pay the tax that's due. That's a good bet for you guys.
Well, so here's a quick question then. So it's roughly $10,000. You know, how much of that should I just roll into a 529?
Well, I mean, you've got an emergency reserve fund, right?
Correct.
Can I make a suggestion? Maybe let's do it this way.
Okay. Well,
of the $10,000, can you put $2,000 and like have a vacation? You know,
yeah.
Can we give you a vacation? Can you take some of that money out and say some of this money is vacation money? You know, you don't have to spend a zillion dollars and go to Disney and spend, you know, the whole $10,000. But, you know, if you want to go someplace, take a vacation, enjoy your life a little bit and go visit somebody. And you say, you know, of the 10, we're going to take $3,000 and blow it on vacation. I think that'll probably be good. And then you're left with the $7,000. And then of the seven, put five in the older ones, two in the younger ones, 529. But you're saving a lot of money every month, right? How much are you saving every month?
Anywhere from $1,000 to, you know, $1,500, $1,600, depending on, you know, winter bills, obviously, Northeast.
So you know what? I think what would be really smart for you is that whatever that monthly amount is, some portion of that should be like a vacation fund. So really, it's silly to deny yourself because it's actually important that you like enjoy you and your family and your life and not become one of these people who's like, all we can do is save, because that's no fun. Really, it's not. I mean, so even if it were like $200 a month is your vacation fund and then $500 a month goes into older child's account. You know, 100, 200, 300 goes into younger child's account. That's okay. I actually think that it is important for you to make it a priority to do something fun every year as a family.
So how often should the contributions to these 529 tabs, should it be happening the same way I'm just contributing to a savings account currently? As
it can. Yeah, why not? Okay. Put it on autopilot. Maybe it's gotcha. Maybe you know that every single month you are able to do 1,000. Okay?
Okay.
And so of that 1,000, again, some portion goes into your vacation fund, some portion goes into older child's 529, some portion goes into younger child's 529. Okay, if you are in the mood, if you feel like you want to give us a little holler, just go to JillOnMoney.com, click the contact button, and tell us, like, hey, do you like the website? Tell us if you've got a financial question. Ask us an economic question. Is there some term that's being bantered about in the press that you don't get and you want a little explainer? Let us know that as well. We're here for you. JillOnMoney.com, that's where everything lives. Bookmark it, go back to it over and over and over again. And while you're there, sign up for the free weekly newsletter. Don't forget, you can do that. And you can subscribe to our sister broadcast, which is called Eye on Money. Okie dokie. Do something nice for someone else today. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.